A paradigm shift is coming, church. A paradigm shift is coming. And this is going to change everything. So tonight, you have the beginning of really what is going to unleash what you would call World War III. I need to make something very clear to you, as many will say this is the war of Gog and Magog. And it may even look like it, but it is not that war. That war comes later. But nevertheless, this is very key and very instrumental. And this will bring the world and it will flip it over on its head. And everything that you've known and the life that you've known will change drastically. Now, I want my church to be aware at this time is that my heart is for my people. And I love my people and I love my church. However, there are many in my church that have chosen not to heed my warnings. There are many in my church that have chosen to ignore my prophetic warnings. There are many in the church that laugh and poo-poo the signs and the wonders that I am showing in the heavens and on the earth and trying to explain them away and rationalizing them, thinking that I don't do that anymore. I need to make this very clear to you, church. In these days, this paradigm shift is going to change everything. The world is going to flip over upside down in one night. Everything you know will change. That night is not tonight, but it is coming. And it is coming within 1 year of the date of this prophecy, that within that year, your world is going to flip. And many will cry out, God, why didn't you warn us? Why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you prepare us? And I would say to you, actually, I did warn you. I did tell you. I did prepare you. But many of you chose not to listen. You chose to use your intellect. You chose to use rationality. You chose to think that these things would just go away. But they haven't gone away. And I give a warning to all of those pastors that have downplayed and spoken against the signs of my signs of the times and have insisted that everything is fine. I need to tell you very clearly, you need to repent, because if you do not repent, I will remove you from your office. I'm speaking specifically to church leaders. I will remove you from your office. For you are no longer fit for purpose, because in these days which you're coming into, my church needs to be awake, and she needs to be a shining lamp, and she needs to be up high. She needs to be a city on a hill that the nations can see, not hidden away. I need to make it very clear to my church that in the hour when you need to be awake, and specially and specifically prophetically, you are completely asleep at the wheel. Now, there are many hearing this message thinking, well, I'm awake. And I would say to you, are you? Are you? You may be informed as to the signs of the times, but are you really awake? Because there are many that believe the rapture is imminent. But I would say to you, you need to wake up. You are not focusing on what needs to be focused on. You're looking at the signs of the times and saying, right, we're out of here. I am saying to you, look at the signs of the times, see that the clock is running down. And I say to you, you should be about my business. You should be about preaching my word. You should be about trying to get as many people saved as you can in this moment and in this hour. But many of you are not. I am not happy. I am not happy with this. I'm not happy with my church at this time, for my church should be a prophetic beacon, shining bright, shining the light of Christ to the nations, and she is completely, utterly asleep. There are more people outside of my church that are awake to what's going on, and I have to say this saddens me. My church should be way ahead of the curve of what's going on, but she is not. She is not only behind the curve, she doesn't even see there's a curve, and she is carrying on with business as usual. I need to make this very clear to you. It is not business as usual. War is now breaking out. This war is going to lead to a massive war. America is going to be pulled into this. China is going to be pulled into this. Iran is going to be pulled into this. Russia is going to be pulled into this. But I need to emphasize this. This is not the war of Gog and Magog. This is not the war of Armageddon. And many who hear this prophecy will scoff and laugh and say, no, that's not true because dot, dot, dot. But this prophecy will bear witness by the fact that the things that are said on this prophecy will surely come to pass. And that which those are looking for to say that this is Gog and Magog, those things that they're looking for will not be fulfilled. Why am I saying this? Because I do not want my saints filled with fear. Because we're not at that time yet, but we're fast approaching that time. And it's concerning me that my church is completely asleep at this time. Church, the clock is ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock. The sands are running down. And you're living like the sands are full to the brim. The sands are running out, and they're running out quickly. Oh, my beautiful bride. Oh, my beautiful church. This is not a time for individuality. This is not a time for me, myself, and Jesus. This is a time where you must become the body of Christ. And that means corporate. There are many that are tearing my church apart and pushing away the things of the past, thinking that these things are just the traditions of men. This move of the Spirit, which I'm going to bring about on this, on these nations, because of the signs of the times that you're in, this revival that I am bringing will not be like previous revivals. Previous revivals woke up the church to things that she'd forgotten. But in the consequence of that is she knee-jerk reacted and jettisoned off elements of her past and her traditions. And there are things from church history and church past that I do not want the church to forget or to reject. But in this coming revival, there will be a blending and a marrying together of the traditions of the church with the move of my Spirit. And there are many that will hear this, that will balk and refuse to believe it. But mark my words, when you see these things come to pass, you will know that this prophetic word is true. My church is obsessed with deconstructing itself. My church is obsessed with worldly things that are going on. My church, you are not healthy. You think you can see. You think because you have knowledge. You think because you have a carnal understanding of what's going on around you and a rationality. You think therefore you are not blind, but you are fully clothed and you can fully see. But I would say, oh church, you need eye salve. I would say that you are naked and you do not know it. And my people, you need to come together. You need to come together as one. Now, I didn't say all the religions become one. I'm talking about my church, my house, becoming one people, one house. Because where brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, there I command the blessing of life. In John 17, I prayed that my church would be one, even as we are one. And it seems that the church has done everything it can to not fulfill that prayer. But it will be an end time prayer that will come to pass, that the church will slowly but surely start uniting itself again. Many who hear this prophecy will go, well, surely that doesn't mean dot, dot, dot. Yes, it surely does. The church is going to go through a massive change over the next few years. Many things are going to change. And one of the things that I'm going to have to do in my church, and I'm so sorry that I have to do this, is I'm going to close down many churches and I'm going to change the guards. Because pastors and church leaders, you have been found wanting. You have been found wanting at this hour, and you know, because you have not prepared the church. You are not doing your job and you have not prepared my church. If anything, you've allowed her to stay asleep. You are asleep. And you do not know what hour my return is. And you are not prepared. And you are not awake. And you are not encouraging the servants to stay awake. And because of this, I'm sorry, but many pastors in this hour will be removed. Many churches will be closed down. I have to bring a sweeping judgment to my church. Why? Because judgment starts first with the house of God. And my judgment will seep out and will cover the nations. War is coming. War is a sign of my judgment. Now, many hear this will disagree with that. But I say, search the scriptures. I am shaking these nations. Many will say, no, this is man doing this. This is the great reset. I would say to you, I am God. I am sovereign. And I will move people to do my bidding. You must keep your eyes fixed on me in these days and not keep your eyes fixed on what it is you think you know. For those that think they know something, I tell you what, you do not know me. And I would say to you, my church, these are the days you need to know me. And sadly, too few of you do. You think you know much, but all you have is reason and carnal thinking. Even those that claim they're awake because they have information and knowledge are still asleep at the wheel. For if you know certain things are coming, why is it that you're not praying more? Why is it that you're not preparing for these things? Why is it that you're not out there doing things to prepare the body of Christ? I tell you why. Because you're not awake. You are asleep. You are informed. But you're not walking in revelation knowledge. So just to clarify, a seismic shift, a paradigm shift is now about to be unleashed on this earth. You're going to see some things that are going to be truly remarkable. Things that will come onto the news. Things that science will not be able to explain. There are signs and wonders that are coming that will make mainstream media. And when it does, my church, listen to me, for I'm warning you very clearly right now, and you must pay attention to this. Do not, please, do not downplay or try to rationalize or put a scientific explanation onto something that deep down you know is from me, because many will do it, and I will be displeased with many that do this. Because you are robbing my church and you are keeping her blind and poor and naked when she needs to be at her finest. The church is going to move with this paradigm shift, and a great resurgence, a great shift, a great cultural shift is coming to my church. And this revival, this movement of my spirit will bring the church together in a form of unity not seen before. You'll see whole networks of people coming back together. You'll see denominations coming back together. If anything, denominations will slowly but surely evaporate. And those lines that divide my body will blur and blur until they're gone. But many in my body will deny this. Many in my body will resist this. Many will say that this prophecy is a false prophecy. My people, I love you, and my heart is always for you. But I say to you, my people, sleeper, awake and arise. You must awake now, and you must arise. There will be great signs in the heavens and great signs on the earth, things that defy understanding, and this will make mainstream news. You must pay attention, church. You must wake up. And I warn those pastors that refuse to heed these signs and refuse to see them for what they are, you will be removed. Take this warning very seriously. And as for my apostate church, because I say my apostate church because there are still many within that church that are mine, I will do great things. And I will turn some of those apostates and I will bring them back to me. But there'll be others that are apostates who I've chosen, that they have chosen to go their own way. And I will give them over to their depraved vanities and I will let them go their way to destruction. These are serious times, and these are serious days. When you wake up tomorrow, the beginning of war will have taken place, and no normality bias will undo that which has started. The paradigm shift of the end of the ages is right now upon you. And church, it's time for you to arise and be the beautiful bride. It's time for you to wash your clothes and wash your garments because they are soiled. It is time, church, to be a praying church, to be a church militant upon the earth. You need to get ready to come face to face, head to head with the Antichrist himself. You need to be strong and you need to be ready. I know there are many that do not believe that. But I would say to you, you need to have your hearts prepared for that. No matter what it is you believe, you have to be prepared to endure the greatest time of history, the greatest time in history, and I'll move by my spirit, and the greatest time in history where great darkness will come to over the earth. These are serious times and these are serious days. And my church, the paradigm shift has started. And everything you know is about to change. You will wake up to a world you no longer recognize. And that's going to be hard for my people. Because they are so asleep and they are so blind that many will walk around staggering in the dark trying to figure out what's going on. But I will raise up people in this day, and I will raise up prophets and prophetic leaders in these days that will actually, I will use to help the church through these dark times. These won't be just like local prophets. These will be prophets that I will raise up to a very high standard, and their degree of the prophetic mantle and their gifting will be so accurate. And this will be what will mark them out from other so-called prophets, is that their prophecies will be unerringly accurate. They will be so accurate that people will know this is from God. Pay attention to those men and women. Yes, men and women that I will raise up in these days ahead and in the hours to help my church. And watch out for the great apostles of faith that will also rise up at this time to help my church and to grow my church. This is not a time to put up the barriers and sit safe. This is time, brothers and sisters, to be bold for me and to go out into all the world and to preach the gospel to all nations and to show them the love and to show them the power of God Almighty. They need the power of the gospel. They don't need your apologetics. They don't need your clever answers. They need to see the power of the living God. But Lord, you say, we don't have your power. That's because you're not ready, you're not prepared, and you don't pray. My people, if you would just humble yourselves and turn from your wicked ways and pray, then I would hear from heaven. I would turn my face upon your land. And I will bless you, and I will bring healing and restoration. And as for those that believe that my spirit will not move in the end of days, well, you can sit and watch, and you can come to two conclusions. Either that which is of my spirit is from the devil, which some of you will, or you'll concede you're wrong. You need to choose your masks. You need to choose your side. You need to choose if you're for me or against me, because as surely as I give this word, I say to you now, there will be many in my church that will be opposed to what I am doing in this hour. As crazy as that sounds, my church will be opposed to me. Many, many will, but many, many will not. And it will be those that are not opposed to my move of the Spirit and not are opposed to what's going on. They will flourish and they will grow, whilst the others will grow bitter and they will grow diminished. I still love those that even resist me, and then many of them will still be saved. But brothers and sisters, the paradigm shift has begun. War has started. And now you need to pay attention, wake up, for the paradigm shift has begun.